Fine Motor, Poems, Amy Lemon. The 2007 Sow's Ear Chapbook Competition winner, May 2008. Today on The Poet's Weave, I'm reading Amy Lemon's poems. Widely published, a prize winner, her first full-length collection, Saint Nobody, is out this year. Amy is an associate professor of English at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. I'm Jenny Kander. Scar. How delicately it runs down your sternum, the seam paler than your pale skin, sign that something within has been repaired and healed over. After they cut you open and sewed you back together, I longed to hold you but could only stroke your head, cradle your hand. Your eyelids fluttered, your face reddened in a scream, silenced by the tube pressed against your vocal cords. "She's crying," the nurse told us. Your voice, softer than most infants to begin with, was lost until you coughed up the tube and they had to take it out, breaking post-op protocol. I must be heard, and so you were, returning from the anaesthetic haze, dazed by pain and morphine for the pain. Next morning, the white-shoed woman who shuffles in to take your X-ray hums, not gospel or amazing grace, but que sera sera. A mother telling her child, what will be. Not quite all's well, but close. Your cries get stronger. I beg another morphine shot for you. Third day, I can nurse again, mindful of your mended china ribcage. Tears come with the milk, and these liquids are all I have to give, O daughter, tiny warrior, silver scar bearer. Nothing at all wrong with your great heart. Cardinal. Red as sinnet darts across the bike path, a male teasing the green-grey mate who's already chosen the other side. For a flash he's framed in front of me, Audubon's darling, emblem of this state and six others. First among songbirds, though when they nested 1 year outside my window, I learned to hate the mechanical chirp too like my father's unoiled garden clippers. I hated, too, the crazy redbird who slammed and slammed against the back window till Gran clucked, he's losing his topknot. One more thing for her to fuss about. Not that she, the path ends at the highway. I break and turn home. No more bird flame today. At midnight, wind kicks up around the house. A hinge creaks somewhere. A strange man groaning. I wake my dad for help, though I'm long grown. He's up right away, white hair, pale blue pajamas. The man who clipped by hand, shirtless in sun, looks out windows, decides it's just the wind. Still spooked, I grab the bird book I always loved, though the illustrations gave me the creeps, those beady eyes, those whiskery beaks. Day after day, the song of the redbird beguiles the weariness of his mate as she assiduously warms her eggs, and at times she also assists with the modesty of her gentler sex. Dad picks the tenor part, can whistle a concerto. Mother scrambles him breakfast every day, sings only for the children. Together 40 years, they know their roles, one darting and one staying, one tending young, the other foraging. It's been ordained, it seems, this pair, this place. The colour red alarms, alerts. Biking next day, I see the pair together, bright bird, drab bird, just branches apart on the same path side. These have been poems by Amy Lemon on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.